Happy Popular Outcast production.
And we're recording.
Hey!
Woo!
This
What episode is this?
I believe we're on 17 now.
Wow.
17.
So congratulations for making it 17 weeks listening to us ramble about random shit.
Listen to us ramble, eat food.
Yeah.
Into the microphones.
Yes.
Oops.
We apologize, but not really.
We're not going to stop.
No.
Not doing that.
No.
So...
yeah.
Welcome to Girls on Girls.
We're girls.
And we talk about girls.
Oh, crap. Kind of.
I broke
Not like a sassy, listen to what that bitch did kind of thing, but, you know. I don't know.
I don't think we could talk about that. I don't have anybody to talk about.
Nah.
What has Miley Cyrus been doing lately?
I don't even fucking know. If people don't post links to shit on Facebook, I don't know what's going on.
Well, did you guys see that whole thing with her? The wrecking ball thing?
No, I didn't
see that. She's apparently, like, naked or something.
Yeah, she's, like, naked, swinging on a wrecking ball.
Like, and new music video.
And then she's licking a sledgehammer. And it's really funny. I didn't watch the video or anything.
All I saw was the music award, the video music awards or whatever, and the... teddy bear.
Oh yeah, that whole thing.
I described it as her as being naked on stage, fingering herself.
Yeah,
fingering other people
and herself. She was rubbing herself.
I honestly didn't watch that.
And
I
she also was rubbing her ass on some singer guy's crotch.
Yeah, which is like video and just image that makes it all over the internet. Like they've taken it. They did They made her into a vector image in Illustrator, and then they just, like, put her on various works of art.
Oh, my God.
Like, in that style. It's like Miley twerking on art through the ages or something.
I actually looked up twerking on the internet just to find out what the fuck
I had to look it up, too.
Yeah, and I guess it's... I mean, it's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it's like, now all of a sudden Miley Cyrus.
It's because a little white girl did it.
Yeah, but she didn't even do it well.
No,
I mean,
she didn't.
The whole twerking, I thought, was that whole butt clapping thing. Like,
yeah, you basically like
more or less.
Yeah,
you
but
bend over in front of a guy and have them, you know, you just shake your ass.
Yeah, but man, hers was pathetic.
Yeah,
she's got no ass.
Well, yeah, and they actually made fun of her ass, like, the entire time. Like, that's one of the biggest things.
Oh, that's not
But
nice.
Her little, like, her cheeks are sticking out of, like, the bottom of her, like,
I mean,
latex,
she's got a great ass, but if, you know, she's athletic and
but
she's
what she
thin,
was,
she doesn't have the right kind of, like, butt-clapping ass.
Yeah, but what she did, like, I don't know.
That was pretty disgusting. Yeah, that outfit was just...
Yeah, I'm sure the restrictive outfit kind of kept things from...
twerking.
I'm trying to make hand motions here, which you can't see.
From twerking.
Twerking.
Up shaking.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, I still don't get the whole craze.
Saw a bunch of guys attempting to kind of do that when we were at the Sex Nerd Sandra show.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, God, because...
Oh, God.
Should have known, should have looked it up. Maybe Jeff knew. I didn't know. I didn't do a whole lot of research into the show before we left. But it was at a gay bar.
Nice.
Oh. Yeah. It was nice. We were on the second floor of Taboo in Philadelphia, which is in the gayborhood.
Nice.
That must have been so fabulous.
Oh my God, it was. except for kind of the part where Jeff just makes eye contact with people. That's his thing. Like, he always makes just eye contact and smiles at random strangers.
Yeah.
Like, it's a subconscious thing. It's just what he does.
AJ does that too.
Not the best thing to do when you're a straight guy at a gay bar.
Mm.
He had, I mean...
I can imagine that would be causing problems.
Yeah, like, nobody came up to him and, like, hit on him, but he definitely did like, a, you know, nod and smile, hey, what's up kind of thing to the one guy while we were standing in line at the bar waiting for drinks, and he turns around, you know, he's waiting for the bartender, and the guy that he looked at is just, like, standing there, like, just staring at him, like, checking him out. He's, like, half drunk already, just kind of, like, dancing to the music. Music was so fucking loud. Mm. Like, it was fairly quiet. The show went on, you know, da-da-da, whatever. As soon as the show was over, music, just the volume got obscene. It was hard talking to people. But
in that situation,
seeing lots of fabulous boys just shaking their booties all over that place.
That must have been
it.
Fun.
Warmed my heart.
Warmed the cockles of your
amazing.
Heart.
Yeah, it was like I know our friend Allie likes to frequent Taboo. She said good things about it, and you know, of course, they do you know typical gay bar things like drag shows and shit. It's good times, good times. We got PBR pounders. It's good.
Hipster.
What is a PBR? What is a pounder?
A 16 ounce beer. Yeah. Right. Hence pounder.
A very tall can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regular diameter, just
yeah.
Like a quarter of a can taller.
Hmm. Yep, that'd be a hipster.
Shut up. No, like PBR was really the first beer I ever drank, so now I just drink it for nostalgia. Like it's fucking water. Like it doesn't really taste that good, but you know, you drink it for memories, damn it. If they would have had 40s a hurricane, I would have gotten one of those too.
Oh god.
I was gonna say 40's a bud for me.
Oh Jesus. Ugh. Whatever, Ashley. You like Bud Light with lime.
It's delicious, actually.
Yeah, it's actually not
actually,
that bad.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad at all. Well, and then there's the Miller Chill, too, which is the Miller Light with lime.
Yeah.
Which is slightly better.
Yeah. Miller is just, well, in
that's
my opinion,
all, that's
a little
all
better
crap.
Than Bud, but...
It's all crap beer, but...
It's all... Actually, like, I think it's Budweiser is, like, an internationally, like, recognized beer.
Hmm.
Like,
probably.
Apparently it's one of the better mass-produced beers that the U.S. puts out.
And it's terrible.
Right?
It's just terrible. Because
there's so many better beers. But I guess
well,
in its
yeah.
category
well, yeah,
for
okay.
is...
What is its category, anyway?
It's a lager, I think.
Is it a lager?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I would think so. Then what else would it be?
I honestly could not tell you. I know dark beers are stouts. That's
about
all I got.
Pilsners, lagers,
yeah, I know there's a lot of different varieties. I don't know, like, looking at them, how to tell the difference. Tasting them, I can be like, okay, that is a thing that I do not like. Like, I know I know the taste of IPAs, and I'm not a fan.
Yeah, you don't like hoppy stuff then, probably.
I really don't.
I hate hoppy as well. That's why that Bottleworks was really nice, because you can go in, you can pick out of, you know, 200+ beer bottles. Just pick whatever you want.
It's an amber lager.
Oh, there you go. The power of the internet.
That's because she doesn't believe me.
No, this is Brewski Me. It's my beer app. For when I try a beer and I can.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about
like,
that before.
I like this one.
Yeah, tell me what other beers are like this for the future.
Let me know. Give you how many stars you can put a little comment on it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's very useful. I have one for wine, too, but...
Not that big into wine.
I'm not either.
I like sweet wine. I know that.
Yeah.
That's about what I stick with.
Oh, man.
I tried one the other day that
fruit
had, like,
wine.
Bumblebees on it. I can't remember the name of it for the life of me. I have a bottle over there.
The liquor store carries, like, 100 different brands of wine. It's ridiculous.
But this is one that had, like, a little top on it that had, like, little plastic bumblebees that were, like, coming out.
Duh.
Like, designer thing. And I was like, that's adorable. I'm going to try this.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was sweet red. It was very good.
I know, a couple years ago, Jeff's parents used to go up to the Finger Lakes in New York all the time. And they brought us back... It was a while ago. Back a bottle of sweet white Niagara wine.
Niagara
is so good.
Yeah. Niagara's probably my favorite white wine.
Yeah. I've had some bad ones though.
Really?
Yeah.
Generally, they're a really sweet wine.
Mm-hmm.
I usually like those, but I stick with fruit wines mostly now.
Yeah.
I'll usually stick with sweet. You know, sweet wines, but a lot of times I'm really like, I'm not into dry reds, but I'm into dry whites.
No.
See, I like Chardonnay, and I like Pinot Grigio.
I can do, like, semi-dry. Semi-sweet, I guess it would be.
Yeah.
But not...
Like, Shiraz and Chardonnay are about as dry as I get.
Yeah.
None of this Pinot Grigio shit. No.
I like Pinot Grigio, though. That's really
funny. She'd go drinking with Jeff's mom. That's all she ever gets if we go out somewhere.
I mean, I can drink it sometimes, but it's not one of those things where I'm like, I love this wine!
Yeah. We usually get our wines from the place in the mall. They have, like, a dozen fucking fruit wines.
Is that Shade Mountain?
Benina's?
No, it's Benina's Creek.
And they have a really good...
I forget where they're from.
Have you had their blueberry?
I love their blueberry.
I know I've had, like, their blackberry, their strawberry, their cherry. Yeah. I think I've had their peach.
I had their peach. But their blueberry is really, really good. They also have
a sweet white. It's, like, Liberty Bell or something. Yeah. That is so good.
That one's really good. And their spiced one is pretty good, too.
Yeah, nothing freaking beats, there's, the Sandcastle Winery. They come to the Chris Kindlemart in, Mifflinburg every year, and they always hand out, samples of warm, non-alcoholic, spiced wine.
Cider or something.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Wow.
It is, the guy who hands it out calls it, like, a sundae in a cup. And it's so good, it's so sweet, and it's like, you warm it up, and oh my god, it's amazing.
And they sell it?
Mm-hmm. You can get, like, pretty much as many bottles as you want from there. I think it's like $12 a bottle or something. It's not, like, ridiculously priced or anything. No. And the place is from PA, they're, like, around Allentown, so you could even, like, just go there if you wanted to.
I had a bottle, Shade Mountain Winery had a booth at Lewisburg, and I got a bottle of prehistoric peach.
Oh yeah, wine. That's what I was gonna just say about with they have the stone in the bottom of the bottle.
it's really good. It's delicious, actually. I cracked that last night with my friend Allie.
I really like it.
It doesn't taste alcohol-y at all. It's very good.
There's actually very little alcohol in it.
We need to get around to going on like tasting tours at local wineries.
I would love to do that.
We went on a tasting to the Jenny Wade House in Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that place.
Yeah.
I forget what the winery is called. Do you remember?
Reed's Winery.
Reed's Winery. Yeah. It's fantastic. And the people there are just so super nice. I think we talked about it before.
I don't know.
On one of the podcasts. Oh, no. Bill talked about it on his podcast.
Maybe. And I know.
The guy actually sent him, like, an email saying, like, hey, thanks for the shout-out.
That's awesome.
Because he listened to it when we were there. We gave him, like, one of the popular Outcast pins.
It was funny. I know there's a winery, like, really close, Spyglass Ridge.
Yeah.
I've never had any of their stuff that I can remember.
I'm sure I have.
There are a ton of wineries around here that, like, we need to go and taste at or something.
We should. We should, like, set up a weekend or some shit.
Right on the other side of your hand, Bill. What are you doing? There you go.
I was trying not to interrupt, so I have to cut this out. I was just checking to make sure everything was...
You don't have to cut it out.
Yeah.
Good.
We're fine.
We're good. Hi, Bill. We're fixing the thing. I'm making sure everything's
good. You could have asked for a post-it note.
You were writing.
Taking notes so I can make better blog posts.
Go take your nap. You old man.
I took a nap today. It's okay.
Naps are great.
I have a headache now, but I mean, you know, whatever.
I petted horses today. You petted horses today?
Yeah. Well, one horse.
Where?
AJ's brother's.
Okay.
I'm leaving. Thinking about petting horses.
What?
I could get in trouble for... Well, actually, the horse, I guess, he's used for, like, barrel racing and shit. And I was scratching the horse because he just came up to the fence and he was kind of skittish at first. And I got him to let me pet him. And he kept kind of, like, circling around and getting closer and closer to the fence because I knew he wanted me to scratch him. So I just started scratching him and he was just loving it. And then Todd came up and was like, oh, you're spoiling him. We're not supposed to be scratching him so much. He goes, I do it all the time, but Debbie yells at me because
Debbie doesn't have to know.
I guess they're like work horses. They're not pets, she says. They're not pets.
And doesn't mean like, you can't show them like
make any sympathy
or affection.
Well, I guess if you like with horses, if you scratch them and like show them all this attention and stuff, then they always expect it, and then they don't listen as well. I guess for riding. And I said, but don't you think that if you rewarded them and like showed them more affection, that they would want to please you more when you're actually working?
Do they just not think the same way as dogs?
I don't know. They're very intelligent.
Yeah, I would imagine that they would associate the two.
But, oh, he was crazy. He was showing off. His name is Cowboy.
We do have scissors.
Yeah, that'll probably
But I don't really care if Debbie would get mad or not. I wanted to scratch the horse, and the horse was cute. And he was adorable.
My brother is scared of horses.
I know.
Hilarious. I can imagine. I mean, they're
I could understand
freaky.
That.
They're huge.
Yeah, he's afraid. He's scared of them because they have big faces and big mouths with big teeth.
I actually knew someone that got bit by a horse.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently, like, they can't. They have to bite all the way down before they can unbite.
Oh, wow. Oof.
I think that's what she said? I could be wrong on this, so email me if we're wrong. But it bit her boob.
Yeah.
And it had to bite, like, almost the whole way down and then, like, have to come back up.
I have a friend of a friend. She used to feed her horses
maybe
topless.
Maybe it's because their jaws lock.
Until one time she lost a nipple.
Yeah.
What?
Yep. So,
why would you be feeding your horse?
I don't know. I don't know, but lesson to all you listeners out there.
I don't know why I was like looking at your cupcake and then I was like, "Oh, she just said the word topless." Oh. What?
You got so entranced with cupcake. You're like, "Wait, what are we talking about?"
Wait,
yeah,
topless?
Okay. Yeah, she would feed her horses like apples and shit topless.
Mother Nature over there.
Whatever, I guess. But yeah, one time she
just
wasn't
hangs out topless. Sorry.
Wasn't paying attention or something, and the
lost
horse just.
It?
Wow.
I don't think it ate it, but it bit it off.
Wow.
Guessing nipples don't grow back.
No.
No, no? We're not like starfish.
Well, I don't know.
No.
I don't know if you'd get like enough scar tissue or something that it would kind of look like
a
nipple again.
No, definitely not. You'd either have to have it surgically reattached or they'd have to surgically make you a new one with pieces of your other nipple.
God damn, that would suck.
Oh, yeah, right?
God.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
So, lesson to all you listeners, don't feed your horses topless.
Yeah.
In case you wanted to.
I mean, unless you're a dude, then I could see like the horse, you know. You don't have the protruding breasts.
Yeah. Unless you have big man boobs, then I wouldn't recommend feeding your horse topless.
No. No, I wouldn't.
That would suck.
Now I'm just picturing a guy with a giant beer gut and man boobs, like, feeding his horses. Because you know that guy exists.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. That's another thing. That is not okay. I don't want to see that. Guys with, like, their big beer guts are, like, hanging
some girls
out topless.
Like that. I keep reaching for your phone. I don't know why.
It's all about preference.
Well, yeah. I think it's just a giant double standard that, like, women can't go around
topless. Oh, it totally is. Like,
I agree.
It's not fair.
They are, I think I saw it a little while ago. They're, like, the law in New York or something doesn't say anything about, like, women can't be topless, so women are, like, really pushing that. Because, like, guys go around shirtless in the summer. So, women are starting to, like, push back on the law a little bit and be like, if guys can do it, we can do it too. And, like, I think they attempted to arrest some of them or something, but they couldn't hold them because, like, it's technically not illegal. So.
They just never put it.
Like, I guess. I don't know.
Probably just worse.
I could be getting the story entirely wrong, too. This was a while ago, and it was, like, a Facebook article that I skimmed, but...
Oh, yeah, that's a good story.
But I know there was a woman in a city, and I'm pretty sure it was New York, and she walked around topless, and she did not get arrested because it was technically not illegal.
Huh. Yeah, it is a double standard.
It is. It sucks.
I hate how boobs are a sex object.
Yeah, we are only, like, they did some kind of anthropological study a while ago, and, like, of the, it was, like, over 100 cultures they surveyed, we're only one of 19 cultures that sexualizes breasts.
Really?
Like,
I read that.
Yeah, there's, like, 10...
Other countries are more interested in things... other than breasts, like certain countries are interested in the neck.
Yeah.
That's why they elongate the neck. China's feet. That's why they make their feet smaller.
Well, they don't do that anymore because they realize that's cruel. Foot binding, not a good thing. But yeah, they do, smaller feet are prided. Different parts of the world.
Some women still do it, though.
I'm sure.
Yeah. It's a tradition thing.
Yeah. They definitely do. Just like the women do the neck stretching, mm-hmm. the neck rings. But they're not actually stretching their neck. They're pushing their shoulders down.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you're just getting malformed shoulders from that shit.
Ridiculously malformed.
Like, they can't take them off because, like, they have no neck strength. Mm-hmm. Their heads would just go...
That's crazy. But hey, man. There's some tribe in Africa that, like, fattens their wives up before they get married.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fatter the woman, the more beautiful she is. She just sits in a hut and drinks milk for months before a wedding. Because
they live in an area where it's like, you know, food isn't super plentiful, so people who are larger are seen as being more wealthy. Yeah.
Well, so it used to be good.
Like,
I don't live there.
Like around.
I don't think you want to live there.
Around like the.
I'm not much of pooping on the ground.
Yeah. Right. Got to dig a hole out back of that tree there.
I don't even think they dig a hole.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. There is probably like some kind of communal area where you do your things.
Yeah. Nope.
Oh.
No. But I mean, again, we were raised and socialized in a culture where, you know, pooping outside is unheard of.
Exactly.
Unless like it's an absolute necessity.
Unless you're a guy and then peeing outside is totally cool.
Well, that's slightly different. you don't typically get sick or diseases or anything from urine.
Yeah.
True.
And as long as you poop in a hole and bury it, should be fine because the bugs will take care of it pretty quickly.
Yeah. Oh, man. My friend Tony, he went away for a little while and took like this like wilderness survival kind of course thing. Like they took them out into the woods for, I think like 2.5 months or something. And, he said, like, the weirdest thing was they had to learn leave no trace stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, any of your bodily functions, like, you had to do it in a bag and take it with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why? Wow. Why is that a thing?
Because it's leave no trace. Like, even if you poop in a hole and bury it, animals are going to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Because our digestive systems are... pun mildly intended, shitty.
Yeah.
They don't absorb all the nutrients and things from food, so we're passing out mostly still food.
Yeah, the animals. And
animals find that and they're like, oh, hell yeah. Free meal. Yeah, I'm just like, couldn't do that. Nope. Wow.
They just had to carry it around with them the whole time.
What do you do with it then when you get to wherever you're going?
Yeah, I think they only spent, like, a week or so doing that. So, I mean, hopefully you wouldn't have that much poop to carry with you. Because you're not eating a whole lot either.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when it's over, like, you dispose of it properly. But, yeah, I'm just like, good for you for doing that. I'm gonna pass.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't feel like doing that.
No.
I just don't. I don't like camping. I don't want to be out in the woods for 2.5 months and not be able to like shower regularly or anything. You know.
My lifelong goal has always been to be on Survivor.
Oh God!
I could see you doing that.
I've been in love and obsessed with that show ever since the first season. I love that show. It is hands down my favorite show on television. I love it. I love it.
I'm just not into reality TV. Like, the most reality kind of TV I do is, I watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I love me some Queens.
Yeah. I love that show.
Man, the bitch fights on that show are fantastic.
Yeah.
It's great, but...
I like reality TV. I got hooked on it back when The Real World started.
Okay, that was a... yeah, okay, I watched The Real World for quite a few seasons.
Well, that was, like, the original.
Yeah.
I
seven
really
strangers
liked that.
Picked to live in a house.
Yeah.
And have the last taped.
Yeah, I really liked that show. I stopped watching that years ago just because, like, I watched it for a few years in a row like a few years ago, but I just couldn't stand most of the people that were on every season. They're just these horrible, horrible people.
They pick seven strangers that are the worst human beings on the face terrible. Of the planet.
Once in a while, there's like a cool person on there, but for the most part, the chicks are nuts. The guys are douchebags.
Yeah.
And goddamn.
There was one guy, like,
we all sleep with each other.
Actually, most of the cast for London was pretty cool.
I think I liked the London cast. That was back in the early days.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Early-ish, I think.
The guy that got, like, the end of his tongue bit off.
What? Yeah, I think I remember that.
Yeah, no, the one guy was, like, a singer in the band, and there was, like, in a band, not the band. Like, it's not like the housemates had a band. No, the one guy, I think his name was Neil, he was a singer in a band, and somebody like in the front row during one of his shows was giving him a lot of shit, so he decided that he was just gonna get up in the guy's face and French kiss him, and the guy freaked out and like bit off the end of his tongue.
Ouch. That would suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I met one of the guys from the second season.
Oh, geez, really?
Yeah. Well, that was, oh my God, it was so long ago. He was playing at the West End Fair. It was that John Brennan guy, the country singer, the douchebag with the blonde mullet. He was a total, like, bigoted,
then he
crazy.
Fit in perfect at the West End Fair.
Yeah, and he played at the West End Fair. My friends and I went, and he was obsessed with Kool-Aid on the show.
Okay, yeah.
So my friends and I went and, like, threw packets of Kool-Aid up on the stage when he was playing. And then afterwards, we got our pictures taken with them, and I was wearing a Jane's Addiction shirt, and it was, like, the cover of Ritual, De La Habitual. It was, like, the three naked, cartoony guys standing there, and I walked up, and he was like, "What is on your shirt?" And I was like, "It's Jane's Addiction," and he's like, "They're naked." I'm like, "So what?"
Okay, sure. And? Yeah. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Yeah, and he was just like, yeah, he was a fucking...
I think the last season I watched was Seattle, when that girl with Lyme disease got bitch slapped by the black guy while she was in the cab.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. I think it was Irene.
He threw her teddy bear
Steven.
In the river or something.
Yeah. Like, I don't remember what his beef with her was, but...
She called him names, I think.
I don't know.
But he ended up getting kicked off because of that.
He had the choice. Like, they met with the housemates, and they were like, "Do you feel comfortable with Steven still being in the house?" And, like, they let him stay, but the condition was, like, he had to go to anger management.
Oh, okay. So he did... Well, she left them.
Yeah, she left because her Lyme disease got really bad.
Yeah. I remember a season where there was a really pretty... girl with tattoos who had cystic fibrosis. And she ended up dying.
Ooh.
Like, years after the show, but I liked her. I think that was some Florida season.
I wonder how they pick people to be on that show.
Just gotta try out.
Yeah, you send... Well, when I was still watching, you would make a videotape on your VHS camcorder.
And send it in.
Yeah, and they would go through all these tapes. And
is that show still on?
I think so.
Fuck if I know.
Yeah, it was on last year.
I saw, like, a version of Survivor with rednecks.
What?
And they were all, like, cunt. They were all, like... hillbilly rednecks.
It was Survivor?
It was kind of Survivor meets the real world.
That's funny. Oh, wait, is that the show of the rednecks down in... It's an MTV show about rednecks?
No, I think it's on, like, CMT. I don't know. My parents...
What are you doing watching CMT, Ashley?
And my brother had it on when I was at the house the one day.
Oh, by the way, did you see your brother liked our page?
Oh, I did see that.
Yes, I did.
I was like, oh, crap, is he going to listen now?
I don't think he's going
to
listen.
I hope he doesn't listen to the episode that we called him a redneck.
I don't think he understands what...
You said some not-so-great things about your brother.
Did I?
No, just that he's a redneck, I think.
He is a redneck.
Yeah.
He thinks that's a good thing. I don't. But he does.
To each their own. You ain't hurting nobody. Whatever.
Yeah, whatevs. That's what I say. Rednecks.
But I don't get it. It's not my personal preference. I'm sure you don't get my personal preferences either.
No, he does not understand me at all. He calls me a nerd.
Yeah, whatever.
Nothing wrong with being a nerd.
Greg was doing his tattoo because he has a bass.
Yeah. You were saying about that.
Yeah, he's getting a tattoo about bass. And,
AJ just did a really nice rainbow trout.
I saw that. It was really good. And
I saw the turkey he did too.
Mm. I came in and Greg's like, "Are you guys sure you're related? You are not anywhere near similar." Aside from the fact that we look similar.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Oh, well.
Oh, totally different.
Yeah, I did have a really good segue when we were talking about wine.
All right.
Speaking of wine.
Speaking of wine, we did this thing that involved a lot of, well, not really a lot of wine. I didn't drink any wine.
It was a lot of wine for me.
I drank a little. Yeah.
But which was really weird because I was totally not drunk, even remotely.
I wasn't even
buzzed.
I drank a lot of wine.
I think it's because like they give you such small portions, and you were drinking them fairly spaced apart.
Yeah, I really did only have like maybe three glasses.
A lot in between.
And that punch, that
the sangria.
Sangria punch with the milkshake.
That was a good idea.
Oh my god, it was so good.
So good.
Oh yeah, we went to the Ren Fair. That's what we're talking about.
Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair in Mount Hope, Pennsylvania, on the grounds of the Mount Hope Winery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that place is fun.
We talked about it on a previous podcast that we wanted to go, and we did.
We finally did it!
We did it! We went! It was fun.
It was awesome.
And they made fun of us for walking around and drinking wine at, we didn't realize, was noon.
Whatever. The staff harasses you regardless, like it's their job.
Who was making fun of us? I didn't hear that.
The one guy was like, "Isn't it a little early to start drinking?" And we're like,
"What?
Oh shit, it is noon." We didn't think about it.
Shut up. I'll drink when I want to drink.
Yeah.
I would have beer started... stands are open.
Yeah.
Beer's what open, man. Let's go.
I think Jeff got the most flack because he brought his
two and a half pint boot glass. That was pretty funny.
The guy who was like, "Oh, you could have put it in the cup holder, but no, you had to get the boot."
That was funny.
Yeah.
That guy cracked me up.
That was a good guy. And the whole time we were trying to find Morgan a sword.
Yeah, we ended up not coming home with one.
She almost got home with one because she had the
she had that balloon one for like 5 minutes until Jeff broke the handle and then I broke the sword.
Leave it to the parents to break the poor kid's balloon sword.
Well, I was trying to like keep her from hitting people with it, so I was like holding on to the end and I think I squeezed it a little too hard.
I thought it was great that she was hitting people with it.
I think it was hilarious.
Well, other people may not think so.
It was just a balloon. It's not like it was hurting them.
I know.
That's what I probably would have told people too. What is your problem? But it's a little kid in a balloon.
Yeah.
I don't want that kind of behavior to be okay.
No, I am.
Like, I can hit people with things. No, you can't.
No, that's not okay.
No, yeah. She didn't like any of the wooden swords. No.
I got a sword.
Yeah, you did. You trusted a pirate and got a sweet-looking Viking sword.
Conan or whatever the hell it was.
You didn't even know what you were doing. You were like, "Oh, people are raising their hand? I'm going to raise my hand."
That's what I did.
And you didn't have to buy the sword.
I know, but you know, when I saw how... It was big. Yeah. I didn't realize that it was, like, a big fucking sword.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when I saw that what it was, I was like, "All right, I'll get it."
They usually treat you pretty well with the Trust a Pirate auction.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I took it home and I gave it to AJ. I was like, "Look what I got you! Want you a sword!" And he was sleeping when I got home, like on the couch. So he was out of it. I had to yell his name like 3 times. I'm like, "Babe, what are you doing?" He's like, "Ugh." So he wakes up and I'm showing him all this shit. And he's sitting on the couch with his legs just, you know, apart. And the sword is just right here, like laying out from his crotch onto the ottoman. And he's just sitting on the couch. And he didn't even realize he was sitting like that. I'm like, "Yay. Got a nice sword there, buddy." Yeah, it was pretty funny. He liked it, though.
Good.
Yeah. Liked the little dragon thing I got.
Oh, yeah, your little puppet thing. Those things are neat, but I don't know if I'd ever get one.
They're little, like, pieces of art.
I don't know.
Love them. And then the little brochure that came with it, you can actually enter a contest to win, like, big ones.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
How much did you pay for the one you got?
$100. Yeah.
You fucking
serious? You paid $100 for that?
Yeah.
That's holy shit! Yes.
The other ones were, like, $250, like, the bigger
ones. Oh, my God.
The ones with the two things coming out of them to move the tail, the wings, and the and
I can't
the head.
Believe that stand still exists.
Oh yeah, people buy that. They're like they're all individually signed. They're like pieces of art, you know. Like I don't
the one
have
you
problem.
Got. Yeah, that one was $100, but they sell smaller ones for like $50
and
for like
$60. Yeah,
yeah, there was like a $30 one too.
Yeah, I don't think that one's head moves or anything, but I really liked the one that I had. And yeah, they have like a contest. They're having a photo contest where you're supposed to like take pictures of your. They're called Drabbits.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that. But take like a photo contest, and they're having like an essay contest of why you want another one. So I'm gonna enter both of them.
Nice.
Because like the one you get like a $450 dragon, the other one you get a $650 dragon.
Oh Jesus!
So why not enter?
Well, yeah.
So
let's do it.
I'm gonna try it. It's cool. It is like, why the fuck did you... I was just sitting with it on my knee, like, moving its head around and shit. Just watching it. He's like, what the fuck going? I'm like, he's cool, man.
Shut up.
What are you going to do with it? Put it on the shelf? But it's got a big fucking wire coming out of it. So what?
Put the wire on the back.
I did. I put it on a shelf, ran the wire behind it. Yeah. Okay. I think he's cute. I love him. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to use it unless I dress up for Halloween or do something, you know?
Oh, you should be that girl from Game of Thrones.
Oh, Daenerys.
Dragon girl. You've already got the blonde hair.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll have to get two more of those.
Well, the Ren Faire is open to the end of October, so you got plenty of time.
We will be having a Halloween party, so...
Oh. Are you guys having an additional Halloween party? Okay.
Yeah, our Halloween party is the same night as the next nut. Mike's
and
not
Mom,
Mike.
Right?
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember.
We're doing it after.
Because I know before, Bill has put off having a birthday party to do, like, a big combined party rather than having two parties.
Yep. He's still doing a birthday party.
Yeah.
But we won't talk about that, because edits this.
Only if we tell him to. If we don't tell him to edit it, he doesn't listen to it.
Don't listen to this episode. No, I'm just kidding. Nah. But, yeah, it's fun times.
Yeah.
We always have, like, a huge Halloween party, and everybody dresses up. Yeah. Loads of fun.
I'm kind of regretting...
Wait.
Getting that
the
colored
numbers aren't
dragon.
Moving.
What do you mean? Oh, no, it's fine. They're still going. It's just, do you want to use this device? I think no. If you want to, do not disconnect it during the... No. Yeah, see, we're fine.
Oh, thank God.
It kept going. It just,
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that would have...
Computers are terrifying.
Scary.
Oh, Bill's computer's fixed again.
Oh, yeah. Managed to get that all taken care of.
Max so expensive.
Yeah, well, they tend to be better quality than PCs.
Well,
so.
Absolutely. There's no way he could do everything that he does on this podcast with a PC.
No. Unless he wanted to pay a comparable price to what he paid for the Mac.
Yeah, oh, definitely. This thing is a beast.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's the same computer that they use to run, like, television stations.
I'd believe it. Like, these are, the Mac Pros are what they use to make, like, Pixar movies and shit,
too. Yeah. Friggin' crazy. They're insane. All I have is a computer that I play, Sims on. That was basically it. I was like, I want to get a computer! What do you want to do with it? Nah, Sims. Internet.
Then any one of these computers are fine.
Pinterest, Etsy, you know.
Yeah, unless you're doing, like, things that require, like, a shitload of processing power. You can get whatever just off the shelf.
Well, yeah, I bought Black Friday, $400 HP computer. Woo!
Nice.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Oh, what else were we going to talk about on this episode?
I don't know.
The Ren Faire and Aislinn's trip.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess we can swing back around and talk about the parts that weren't me hanging out at a gay bar. Or even were, because I didn't really talk about the show all that much. So, yeah. Jeff got home from work early on Tuesday, dropped off Morgan at his parents' house, went to Philly, took us... Oh, shit, how long did it take us? Took us about 4 hours with, like, crazy traffic to get into the city, which is not that bad.
No, I remember when we went the one time, it took us, like, 5 hours. Well,
Bill also drives like he's 100.
He does. He really does. He drives me nuts.
Yeah. So, yeah, we made decent time, drove around the block a couple times, and Jeff hates city driving, so he's, like, getting all nervous. Like, he looks like he's gonna cry, and I'm like, I swear to God, if you cry from city traffic, I'm going to punch you.
He was driving?
Was he driving?
He drove down, yeah. We were gonna stop outside the city to switch, but since traffic was so bad, like, pulling off was out of the question.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got there. I think we got into the city with about an hour and a half before the show started, I think. And then until we found parking, it got much closer to showtime. We ended up parking in a parking garage because we couldn't find anything on the street that wasn't just two-hour parking.
Yeah.
So, and they had, like, an evening special that, like, if you're in by 5 p.m. and out by 5 a.m., you only have to pay a flat rate of $15, so that's that was kind of nice. So yeah, and while we were driving around the block, we're also looking for places to eat, and it's like, oh, that place looks cool. After we find a place to park, we should go there, cause it's not far from the venue. So we get out of the parking garage, it's like, man, all right. I'm just standing in the opening to the parking garage. I'm like, I don't know where we are. I don't see any street signs. It's like, well, let's just, you know, start walking and we'll figure something out. Turn right out of the parking garage. What is adjacent to the parking garage? The place we wanted to eat.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a place called Eda Pita. I still have their menu in my purse. Oh my god, it was so good. We got these giant pitas. What did we get? We got the Mediterranean pita. Which is all the veggies. So that is tomato, cucumber, carrot, bell pepper, red cabbage, scallions, chickpeas, and sprouts. Feta cheese. Just fucking like fist size mound of feta cheese. It was so good. And then olive salad, which I'm not sure what it was, but it was like four different kinds of olives and it was fucking amazing.
Like a tapenade or something?
I have no idea.
On top of it?
It was like with the veggies.
Yeah, it was probably like a tapenade, like a mashup of all kinds of olives, like a paste.
There was also like a shitload of like hummus just slathered in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, no, okay. No, I read the wrong one. It was not all the veggies. It was just like a handful of veggies. But yeah, the roasted garlic hummus. Oh, my God. Like, seriously, it was like Red Robin hamburger size pita, just full of stuff.
Wow.
$9.
That's not bad.
No. And it was so good, and it was so filling. And then, yeah, walk like a block and a half to the venue, get our wristbands, go get a seat. We ended up sitting in the front row.
Nice.
Not a lot of people showed up. There was seating for maybe like 30 to 40 people. I'm going to say like 25-ish people showed up.
Really?
Yeah. Like her Boston show sold out, the New York show sold out, the DC show sold out. Philadelphia, tickets didn't sell well for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Do you think it was the club that they were in?
I doubt it.
You think she's real popular with the gay community?
Regardless, like, people who listen to her show and are within, like, driving distance of Philadelphia, like, gay or straight, I mean.
Yeah, that's weird.
Whatever, but it was fine. It was fun. Her topic was fetishizing race, because she's half Asian. The comedian that warmed up the crowd was a large black man. So, that was interesting, and she took questions from the audience, and there was a very opinionated, mostly drunk, very professional-looking guy, just, you know, like, collared shirt with a tie, you know, very clean-cut looking. he had answers to the questions, and he was very intelligent about the way he spoke, but you could tell the alcohol was keeping him from organizing his thoughts well. So it was,
as it tends to do.
Yeah, it was kind of hard watching him a little bit, but that was fun. We hung out, we got another beer after the show. The place cleared out pretty fast, which we were really surprised that like people didn't stick around.
Did she have a meet and greet?
Yeah. She hung out. She was like making her rounds, talking to people. She had stuff to sell. She had some t-shirts and some tote bags, which we would have bought, but we didn't have any cash on us. I wanted to speak with her guest because she had a doctor of sexology on the show who was fairly young. Like, I'm going to say she was probably like mid-30s at the oldest. But I wanted to talk to her a little bit. But
what does a doctor of sexology do? I don't have any idea.
It's, well, for one, she can teach like sexual educations and sexology and like gender study classes at colleges. Okay. Like, she is a professor. She teaches, like, she has a PhD in sexology. She can take on like clients. She can teach classes outside of the school about like sex ed, birth control, like anything under the sex umbrella. Okay. Like relationship shit too. Like, she can professionally do that kind of thing. She was really cool. I wanted to talk to her, but Thai guy had her cornered for like half an hour, and then she's like, I gotta go. I have to leave. I have somewhere to be right now.
That sucks.
But right after she left, like, I'm gonna say like 90% of the other people who were there for the show had already cleared out, and Sandra had just gotten free, and she's like, hey, you guys were at the New York show last year.
Oh, she remembered. That's awesome.
Yeah, she actually remembered. Like, she got up on stage, she's looking around at the audience, she's like, you guys were in New York! And we're like, ah!
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we talked to her for like a good hour. We ended up moving downstairs because it just got too fucking loud upstairs, and then like a friend of hers that lives in Philly, and I guess they work together at like a public access, like local television station in Colorado for a little bit. So she was nice and that was fun. Then we drove home. We got home at like 2 a.m. It sucked. It's hard driving like that long ass drive in the dark when you're fucking tired.
Oh yeah. When Steph and I went to see Flogging Molly. That's what we did. Drove down there, watched the show, and then drove back. It was like, fuck, are you serious?
Yeah.
And she was sick.
Oh, yeah.
So she was just pretty miserable.
Where'd you see them?
Electric Factory. So it was so easy just to get into Philly, and the Electric Factory is like right there. So you don't really have to maneuver around too much in the city. No. Deal with it too badly.
We saw them down at the waterfront at Penn's Landing a few years ago. I took Jeff for his birthday.
Yeah.
And again, we also just like went down for the show and went home.
Yeah. God, fucking just sucks.
Like, it's cool. Like, Philadelphia is close enough to us that like it's a day drive, but
yeah, but it still sucks.
It's a pain.
It's not like just being able to drive to Harrisburg or even Baltimore. Baltimore's pretty freaking quick.
Yeah. Baltimore is
hour and a half.
Well, depending on how fast you
maybe
drive.
Maybe 2 hours. Hey, you saw how fast I drive. You drove behind me.
Oh my god, I was amazed.
That was hilarious.
That bill did not explode.
Oh yeah, you gotta tell me like what Bill was saying in the car.
Oh,
because
god.
I know I was driving fast.
Is she paying any attention to the fact that there has to be a car behind her? Is she paying any attention that we're following her?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was, and you can ask Aislinn, because the whole time I was like, okay, Bill and Ashley are, like, the whole time you guys were in my rear view.
We couldn't keep up.
And I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, oh, shit, I gotta get over, but there's a car now behind me, and they can't stay behind me, and I was freaking the whole time. But but then I would get back over and give you guys a chance to get back behind me, because it just was because of the other traffic.
I think he needs to do it more often, so that way maybe he speeds up and gets a little bit faster at driving.
Yeah.
Because I kind of drive like you do.
Yeah.
But he won't let me drive because I kind of drive like you do.
Yeah.
And he kind of drives like...
But see, I don't drive like dangerously.
I don't think that I drive dangerously either.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think he's ever been in an accident.
Yeah.
Which isn't surprising, because if you've ever ridden in a car with him, he's
Bill, are we going to get there on time? We will get there safely.
No, and I...
Come on!
I might drive fast, but I'm not unsafe about it, so...
There's so many times when I'm like, are we there yet? Seriously? Are we there yet? He's like, what are you, 12? Yeah, are we there? Come on. Bill, the speed limit's like 65. You could easily drive 90. It's fine. Get on with it!
See, I wouldn't drive that fast.
No, I don't either. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I was worried the whole time I was driving. I was like, I was watching you guys. I was making sure I wasn't doing anything or going fast enough that you guys weren't going to be able to stay behind me.
Oh, no, he hated it. He hated it.
It was so funny. Well, as soon as we got out of the car, did I drive too fast? I'm sorry. What? Dude, nobody said anything. Why are you sorry? Because I just knew you were probably swearing at me the whole fucking time I was driving.
He wasn't swearing, and he'll probably like be like, "Well, I didn't say that." But no, he was kind of twerking a little.
When you went through the toll booth when we got there, did they make you pay?
No.
Okay, good.
No, he thanked me
when we got out of the car.
Because I was wondering if the lady would have just like pocketed the money.
No.
Actually, I found out that you can totally do that. Like, I feel like I definitely believe in karma, mm-hmm. but actually the one day I went through the line in Dunkin' Donuts and the woman was like, hey, the woman in front of you paid for you. And she's like, oh, she does that like every day. I'm like,
Oh my God, nice.
That's awesome. And like, I felt really cool because like the day before, the one girl I work with,
right here.
Wow. Yeah. Another Aislinn.
You're right there. Oh, fuck. Alyssa was like, you're totally getting karma points for doing that dog. Because, like, he just was really old and, like, couldn't stand. And, like, he took me, like, forever. I had to be very patient with him. But I love that dog. His name's Nico. He's a giant schnauzer. And I feel like if this is going to be one of those really weird things that I say that people don't understand. But I feel like in another world, if reincarnation exists, that he would be, like, my significant other.
Yeah.
Because he's just the most sweet dog ever. And you can just kind of feel, like, a connection with him.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm fucking weird, I know.
That's all right.
You were my boyfriend in a previous life.
Oh my God,
He had to have been. He's awesome.
The dog that the dude in your salon was doing yesterday, oh my God, that is a fucking beautiful dog.
What kind of dog was it?
It was some kind of sled dog. I don't know if it was a husky, maybe.
Oh, yeah. That was it. Yeah, it was a Siberian husky.
Okay, I thought
her name was Sassy.
She was like all white, but then like had these like this black pattern around her head area and just like ice blue eyes. And I was like,
"That's Sassy.
I'm gonna steal that dog."
I love her. She's great. And it was funny because it was the first dog he's new, and it was the first dog he's ever done that like talked.
Huskies are known for that.
Huskies will talk, and it was so funny because he was drying her, and all of a sudden out of the back you start hearing, "Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa." I'm just like, oh my God. And we just kind of peer and we're like, look through the window, and he's just like, what the heck? And we're just like, no, it's normal.
The little dog the girl next to you was doing, she was like picking shit out of its fur with like tweezers.
Maybe.
Oh, the dog was still wet.
Fleas.
Flea
cum. Yeah.
Oh, that poor little dog.
Yeah, fleas. Oh my God, fleas are so freaking bad.
They are bad. My dogs have them. A little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I keep spraying them and shit.
I'll find one or two on them.
And mine normally don't either. But they've got a couple.
Because of where I work and because of how many fleas I freaking see all the time, I'm afraid that I might bring fleas home.
Don't worry about that.
That's what I'm afraid of. Like, not that that would even really happen, because we are so ridiculously careful at work. Yeah. Like, the one woman was like, I don't want to give your salon fleas. And I'm like, trust me, that is not possible with how meticulous we are to make sure we don't get fleas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
like we will spray everything down.
Yeah. And there's no carpet in the building. Like, there's nowhere for them to hide.
Yeah. We have, like, sprays and shampoos, and, like, we know what we're looking for. Like, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
But my dogs, like, I treat them once a month, every month, with Canine Advantix or Frontline Plus, even in the wintertime, because I've seen dogs get fleas in the dead of winter.
It can be, like, if you get a freeze and then, like, a thaw, the eggs will start hatching.
Yeah.
And because, like, we haven't had cold, cold winters, they're not dying. They're just hibernating and then coming back.
Thankfully, with us, it's just like, we'll find, like, one or two on the dog, and I just spray the shit out of them every couple days.
And it's normally, like, one or two that they'll pick, and, like, they'll come onto my yard, and that's... I wouldn't worry about that.
No, I'm not worried about it. No, I don't see flea dirt on them, and if I do, it's just, like, one little tiny bit of it from, like, one flea that was there, and I get rid of the fucker, and...
Yeah.
It's just annoying.
Oh, my God, yeah. I had somebody today, she was like, we were sprinkling, I've been doing all these home remedies, trying to get rid of fleas, and she was saying that she was sprinkling salt around her house.
Yeah, you sprinkle salt on your carpet, and then vacuum it up. Yep.
See, I don't think she was vacuuming it.
Yeah,
that might have been the missing part. It's
like the carpet fresh shit you sprinkle, you leave it for like 15 minutes or so, and then you vacuum it up.
I have a bag of diatomaceous earth that I used earlier in the summer, and I dusted the dogs with it. Because apparently, I actually looked it up, like, the diatomaceous earth cuts into the fleas. It's actually sharp enough to cut into their skin.
You can also just, like, feed it to your dogs, too.
Yeah, but I don't know if that'll kill the fleas, will it?
It should, yeah, because it'll get absorbed into the bloodstream.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And garlic, too.
Yeah, garlic and citrus.
Mm-hmm.
Citrus, yeah, I heard if you just cut a lemon in half or whatever, mint. Rub it all over your dog. There's lots of home remedies.
Or just do, like, lemon juice and spritz it.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
But then, like, if your dog has a cut or has a lot of flea bites, that's gonna suck.
Yeah. If your dog has an infestation, don't even freaking bother with home remedies at
just
that
get
point.
A shampoo or a spray.
Just get the chemicals.
Yeah, they make this cool... Have you ever used the Capstar
stuff? Oh, yeah. It's great.
Yeah, that stuff is great. You give them a Capstar tablet. Within a couple hours, like, all the fleas are dead. And then you just... You don't even... Well, you should bathe your dog to get all the dead fleas off.
Yeah.
But... You can just, like, slap on the front line
and
or the advantage
right
there.
If you
do
the flea and tick shampoo after you do the Capstar, it'll kill the eggs then also.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's something you gotta look out for.
Yeah, because that's the thing that Capstar doesn't kill eggs on.
Yeah, they just...
You want to kill the eggs and the larvae.
They just kill, like, the adult biting fleas, which is helpful.
Oh, yeah, very helpful. It's a good starting point.
Yeah. Well, and you can get it at, like, any pet store. Or you used to be able to.
We were at I went to the Groom Expo this past Friday, which is at the Hershey Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this one, you go around to the shampoo vendors, and you can't tell them you're from PetSmart, because they know that we can't use their shampoos. Because we're like, we have to use, like, the actual shampoos. So you go around and be like, I have a groom salon, and this person that I'm with, my friend here, she has her own groom salon, too, and we'd love to hear about your shampoo. And then they give you, like, free bottles of shampoo, and they're bottles of shampoo. They're, like, 16-ounce bottles.
Nice.
This one guy, I don't remember the company, but they do, it's Yucca. Cactus.
Nice.
It kills fleas. It kills fleas. It helps with cuts, helps with dry skin, helps with, like, all this other, like, ridiculous crap, and it's a fantastic shampoo. And they just use the yucca cactus and, like, break it down. It's like a slime that they make into a powder and then do whatever crap to it. And it's a natural thing that kills fleas.
Wow.
And it smells amazing. And we used it on, the one girl at work, she used it on one of her dogs because, like, her aunt had, like, fleas, so she used it on her aunt's dog, and it did actually kill them.
Wow.
Now, if you have an infestation,
right?
We found out that we were like, okay, so it totally killed the ones that were on it, and then we realized, we're like, they crawled in her butt and her ears, and then halfway through doing it, it was actually the dog that you saw her picking the fleas off of, realized halfway through that they started crawling back out.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's poor dog.
So she had to, like, rewash her, and it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, at that point, like, you can sprinkle all the salt you want on the carpet, but you're
that's
gonna have to go get flea bombs.
Call
and take
an exterminator.
A day and bomb your house. No. I'm gonna say bombing your house is the cheaper option.
Yeah,
honestly, like, Zodiac makes a upholstery and carpet spray that works really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really good.
Just don't use the spot-on treatment. They make
a
spot-on treatment. That's crap. the salon carried it for a while, and I'm like, don't buy that.
We used it, and it worked, but it leaves, like, bald spots on the freaking dogs.
Ooh.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, no good. I haven't used that in a long time.
Yeah, we don't carry it anymore, and now we do Canine Advantix. Which I was like, nobody's gonna pay that. It's $20 an application. No, people pay that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's actually not bad, I'm hearing, because vets charge about the same.
I think we paid, like, almost $50 for a box of 4 applications of Frontline.
Hmm. Yeah, it's about that. That's not bad. World. It's about $50 for 4.
I go online. I just go on Amazon.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
I go on Amazon, and what you guys need to do is click the Amazon banner on the Popular Outcast website, and then buy your flea and tick stuff on Amazon.
You can get any kind of flea and tick stuff that you need there.
Yeah, I got...
you can get some Advantix, Frontline, get some of those Capstar tablets. Get yourself some flea bombs.
Yeah, totally. Get rid of everything. Yeah, I got Canine Advantix 2 for Odie, which is like the 21 to 55 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
6 months for $50.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the box was a little beat up.
Jeff is not allowed to go to the vet by himself anymore because he is bad at saying no. So they talked him into getting a box of Frontline for the dog and a box of Frontline for the cat. And I'm
Jeffrey,
like, you're
like a Jeffrey. Dose of
no.
each.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, I'm just like, No, he's like, oh, I'm bad at saying no. I was like, yeah, I'm
It's
aware.
Not a whore. It's the opposite of yes.
He said no to getting Jill's senior blood work.
Say no to blood work, but yes to 4 doses of freaking...
Of Frontline and, like, 4 right vaccinations for the dog.
Why, Jeffrey? Come on. She needs a rabies shot.
Yes.
Seriously. Pretty much it.
Well, we have an issue with ticks in our yard. Lyme disease is a big thing for dogs. So she got
Lyme
disease.
Shot.
Well, they get that, but that's only every 3 years anymore, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's a rabies shot. So, I mean, she's good on... Once she gets her boosters on Saturday, she's good for 3 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just get my dogs rabies shots anymore. I don't have any issues with that.
Yeah, just go to, like, rabies clinics. It's $10.
That's what we do. I don't have the money for that. Keep your papers, too. Because, like, I found out that the vets do not keep... If you go to a clinic, they don't keep those.
Yeah.
That copy they give you is all you have.
Yep.
Don't lose it. Just keep it in your glove box. In your car. Don't lose it.
Well, you should get a tag, too, that says, like, your dog has been vaccinated at this point.
Most places can't take tags. They can't accept the tag in lieu of... Because it doesn't have... Especially in PA, it doesn't have the expiration date on it. It just has the date that it was given.
Yeah,
and it doesn't have the dog's name. Although, if you do find a lost dog, I found that you can call the phone number that's on the rabies tag, and they can find the dog through the tag number most times, depending.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on, like, every rabies tag. It's, like, it tells you, like, where they got it.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, the tag isn't worth shit.
So, yeah, we ended up on a nice educational note there on
some
pet care. I don't know.
I need to stop talking about work.
Yeah.
Work. It's for the birds.
It's what I say.
My one friend came in today, and she was like, what are you doing lately? Because I haven't seen her in a while. She's like, I'm unemployed. That sounds fun. Can I do that for a while? Can I just... Just for a little while.
You need
to
get fired for something that's not your fault, and then you can
be
employed.
You need to open up your own salon.
Eventually. That'll be my retirement. I can tell people, like...
Then you can hire me as a dog washer.
I don't feel like doing that today, so... Yeah. Yeah, that'll be my retirement.
Yeah, there you go.
PetSmart's too cushy. I had a nice, cushy job.
I have a nice, cushy job.
You do. You get to work, like, what, 2 days a week?
No. Well, this past week, I worked none days a week.
Oy. Nice.
If the other girl can work, then I'm good to go. I don't have to work.
Awesome.
I'll let her keep the $10 she makes per night.
Ooh.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yikes.
I love it.
How is that place still open?
I think they do decent business for a bar. It's just not... Nobody goes in to eat.
Oh, right.
So,
I don't make dick.
But, whatever. Hopefully, I think we're going to be opening on Thursdays, starting like this week, maybe. Huh. And Thursdays are going to be line dancing night.
Woohoo.
Hopefully, I will never have to work a Thursday.
Oh my God.
I told him I don't want to. So, that'll be fun. It's just a BS job, you know that. I don't make money. I'm just doing it for to help out my friend.
Of course.
I think the bar needs to pick up a little bit, though. So everybody out there, anybody that lives in the area, Route 61 Roadhouse, back of the Sunbury Market House, every Friday and Saturday, where you're open. Get your butts down there.
Yeah.
That is it.
Yeah.
That is all, y'all.
Yeah, and on that note. So, let's sign off this.
I think we're going to call it an episode.
We've talked enough. We're done.
Yeah.
See you later.
That was it.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.